The Walker campaign ad portrays a woman reading a bedtime story to two children.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your fortune grow? By making millions of dollars, sending jobs overseas that could have been done in Wisconsin to countries where women and children might work up to 12 hours a day, earning only $2 an hour.
Only $2 an hour?
The Burke campaign has fired back with its own commercial.
Scott Walker's fairy tale ad, an outrageous attack on a great Wisconsin company. The real story? Mary Burke helped build Trek into a company where almost 1,000 Wisconsin people go to work every day, making more bikes in the U.S. than anyone. It's Walker's agency that gave millions in tax breaks to companies that relocated jobs overseas.
On Monday, Burke accused the governor of dragging the company through the mud for political reasons. She says if Walker knew more about global economics, he'd understand how companies must compete. Burke's brother, the president of Trek Bicycle, demanded Walker pull the ad, but on Monday he said he would not.
And we think it's appropriate to point out that if Mary Burke, nearly every time she talks to you, wants to lay credit for her time working with a company, building that company into what it is today, which she said in her introductory video, she said in a number of her ads now in her flyer, if she wants to take credit for that, it seems only appropriate that she also has to acknowledge the fact, and the fact is very clear. The facts are clear.
Walker also says a Wall Street Journal editorial criticizing his ad doesn't bother him. UW Green Bay political scientist Michael Kraft isn't surprised the governor is standing firm, yet Kraft does not think the ad will tip the campaign one way or the other.
The state of Wisconsin is highly polarized at this time. Republicans favor Scott Walker overwhelmingly. Democrats favor Mary Burke overwhelmingly. Neither side is likely to be swayed by an ad like this or pretty much any political ad.
Kraft says the controversy probably won't even budge independent voters. He says many are enjoying summer and not yet paying much attention to the race. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.